Beth Schwartz, who is the superintendent of ISD 166. And we noticed that you're doing a class for community ed called Facebook for Parents. So tell me about what that's all about.
Well, Jay, not only am I a superintendent, I'm also a mom. And Facebook has really taken off, as many of us know. But more and more, I hear folks saying things like, well, you know, I don't have a Facebook page and, you know, it's not that big a deal. But what this class is about is how, as a parent, do you monitor your child's Facebook? Are you aware of things? If the child shows you the Facebook page and you don't have one, do you know how to look at their profile? Do you know how to look at their security settings? I have found pages, as I was going out to research for this class, went to my daughter's Facebook page, and then I just like opened up some of her friends' pages. And students that are not my friends would look and see what's out there. And I can find birth dates. I can find their ages. I can find their hobbies. Lots of times the pictures that they have posted of themselves could be very intriguing for the wrong kind of people to look at. And a lot of this is just simply about safety. But then, of course, the other piece of it is the whole cyber media and cyberbullying. How do you monitor what is happening on your child's page? What sort of terminology is being used? I think a lot of parents who do not have Facebook pages would be shocked and perhaps even appalled at some of the language that's thrown out there by students.
So what I'm hearing is that students may not have quite the discipline that they ought to when it comes to exposing themselves on what has to be obviously the World Wide Web, you know, and could be used inappropriately by any number of people. And what's the best thing a parent can do? I mean, I know that kids are going to resist having their Facebook page sort of, you know, open to their folks, but that sounds to me like the only thing you can really do.
That's right. And again, it's about common sense restrictions on your child's page. Parents, I think it's a real reasonable request to say, you need to have me as a friend on your Facebook page. And if you don't have a Facebook page, then to sit down and say, okay, I need you to open up your Facebook page and we're going to go through your profile, through your security settings. And that's part of what this class is about, is helping parents know what questions to ask. Some students may not even realize the information that they have out there. Facebook changes their security settings on a frequent basis. And just because a child has set certain security settings, if things get changed, they may need to go out and again restrict what information is put out there. And I think this is about our safety. It's also about how kids treat each other. And it's also simply about the fact that, you know, middle school kids and high school kids sometimes don't want their parents to know things. And just because they say they don't have a Facebook page, you can't necessarily believe that. And we can talk about ways we can help you search to see if your child has a Facebook page. Kids can go to the library and set up a Facebook page. They can go to their friend's house and set up a Facebook page. Last year I had a situation where I had contacted a parent and said, I'm aware that this was posted on your child's page. The parent said, that can't be. My child doesn't have a Facebook page. And the child had simply changed their name a little bit and had created a different page. And so here was a parent who was really up on Facebook, saw his child take his Facebook page down, and simply by adding a middle name or changing a little bit of the spelling, kids can start up another Facebook page. And as a parent, you don't have to approve it.
Now, when you say that there's a possibility for young people to really, you know, experience some repercussions from what they put on there. I mean, aside from somebody simply showing up at their door when they're not wanted, I mean, are there other things? I mean, do they get sent a lot of emails and other kinds of things? Do they start up inappropriate discussions? Or what should parents kind of be aware could happen if they're not monitoring their kids' page?
All of the above. Facebook carries with it an email, or what they would call message. It's called messages, so it's a private message. So if someone inappropriate is trying to contact your child, they could do so very privately through the message piece. So if other adults are on there, they can't even warn the parent because they can't see all those messages. Students can also join groups. They can also play various games. I always watch what my kids are playing because some of the games that are available can be maybe more violent than what some parents would like their kids participating in. And of course, you also run into the high school student or early college student who's posting things, and you want to say, now wait, you realize a potential employer, you've posted this publicly on Facebook. Do you really want a future employer to get wind of this situation or this particular picture that you've now put out there for the whole world to see? And kids don't always think about that piece. You get kids that, you know, go into the military and all of a sudden decide they want to work with CIA, FBI. The background checks those folks do is very intensive. And you would hate for something that you did when you were 17, 18, 20 to come back and jeopardize, you know, those job opportunities.
Before I let you go, let's talk a little bit about cyberbullying. I know you're going to talk about that too.
Yeah, and the cyberbullying, last evening, I even had a chance to tease my daughter a little bit. It wasn't heavy cyberbullying, but there was a conversation going on between her and another student who she wasn't very happy with, and the other student wasn't happy with her, and I finally stepped in and said, now come on, enough of this. You two need to sit down and talk about this face-to-face, because with Facebook, you can say things that are very, very mean, and you lose that personal interaction of seeing that other person's facial expression. So it's very easy to use language that's very inappropriate. Fortunately, that wasn't the case last evening, but I've seen, you know, terms used that I can't use on the air. You'd be beeping me off here and there and everywhere. And again, it comes down to the fact that kids lose that personal touch, and it's easier to say something cruel when you're not saying it to someone's face.
Okay, Superintendent Beth Schwartz, the class is on Facebook for Parents, and it's Thursday, the 17th of February, which is not too far away, from 6 to 8 p.m., and that's going to be in the ISD 166 Tech Plaza, right?
That's correct.
Thanks for stopping by, and we may want to talk to you again. As you well know, we're going to do a program this Thursday with some students from ISD 166 on bullying, and I'm sure that this whole Facebook issue and the cyber bullying will be a part of that. Thank you for filling us in, and we'll talk to you again.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Beth and Jay.